to something beautiful about this city. You look at the city skyline, you see a lot of construction cranes. Below those towers is the heritage of the city, a lot of old buildings that are there in and around the new buildings. Those older buildings and their place in our evolving city are the focus of a new exhibit by Toronto photographer David Kaufman. It's running as part of the Contact Festival. He's with me in studio now to talk further about early Sunday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Congratulations on these photos. They are beautiful. This is not your first exhibition on this subject. How did you get involved in taking pictures of heritage buildings?
I'm a filmmaker as well, and I come from Montreal, although I've lived here since 1971. I made a film about A.M. Klein, the great Canadian poet, in the late 70s. And I began to photograph architectural buildings in Montreal because I loved the city. But of course, I was living here, so most of the time I was here, and I began to explore Toronto to try and find heritage buildings in Toronto. They're far fewer in Toronto in a way than they were in Montreal, and Montreal didn't do a much better job protecting them, but there were many more in Montreal. But I gradually began to explore Toronto and see where there were beautiful buildings here as well.
Talk a little bit about Queen Street, which is in many ways the subject of this exhibition.
Well, if you look at all the streets in the past two decades in Toronto downtown, King Street, Richmond, Adelaide, Church, Jarvis, and going west to Ossington, over time, more and more of the heritage buildings on those streets have disappeared. There's been tremendous redevelopment of the area. And I began to explore the city a lot in the past 3 or 4 years, driving up and down the major streets. And I found that Queen Street had the largest remnant of buildings from the 1880s. Most of the buildings on Queen Street, all the way from Roncesvalles to Carlaw, date from 130 years ago. They're extraordinary buildings. They're beautiful. They're three stories.
And there's a certain, yeah, I was going to say the three stories, there's a certain structure to and a uniformity to those buildings.
Yes, they were commercial buildings in the first great urbanization era of Toronto, which was the 1850s to the 1880s, 1890s. They were elaborate buildings. They're three stories. They have beautiful archways on them, beautiful brickwork. A lot of them have the date on the top of the building, 1880, 1888. On the east side, they were built a little later, so you see some with the date 1904 on the top. Very extraordinary buildings.
One of the things I've been doing over the last little while is looking up when I'm walking, and I would never notice those dates on the top until you actually look up and you see what's on the top of those buildings. It says a lot about the history that's there. Why? I mean, just early Sunday morning. What does that mean?
Well, there's a very famous painting by the American realist Edward Hopper called Early Sunday Morning. It's a beautiful photograph of 7th Avenue in New York, which has an aesthetic that's very reminiscent of the buildings on Queen Street. There are brick-faced apartments above, and on the street level, there are little stores. And it's in the colors that I love, the color of warm sunlight on brick, which makes a brick look beautiful. And when I was doing these photographs on Queen Street, I said, they remind me of the Edward Hopper influence. I love his other paintings of New York, and I felt when I was photographing these buildings that I was replicating his aesthetic.
The light is extraordinary in these photos. I mean, it really does capture, as you said, the color of the street, but also the color of these really individual buildings. How worried are you that these buildings are going to disappear because, as a city, we're changing rapidly, and that's part of that change?
Well, I think one of the canaries in the coal mine is the new proposal by David Mirbush for the development on King Street. He wants to put in a heritage district 380-story towers, and there's a lot of controversy about
this. This is the Frank Gehry buildings.
This is the Frank Gehry buildings. Most of Queen Street is not yet protected by heritage law. There are a lot of buildings which are listed, which only means the developers have to give the city 60 days' notice if they want to tear them down. Some buildings are designated, but the only part of Queen Street that's a heritage conservation district is the area between University and Bathurst. I think all of Queen Street, from Roncesvalles all the way to Degrassi, should be declared a heritage conservation district.
You take a look at the area between University and Bathurst. That's seen massive change already.
Some
of those more interesting buildings, the ones that you're capturing, are further out. I mean, out towards Parkdale on the east end of town.
That's right. A lot of that area that's already designated, there's a lot of financial pressure, and the city will allow people to change it. But I'm saying Queen Street is the last significant heritage street we have, not only for individual buildings, but also for streetscapes. And if we want to preserve a part of the city that looks like it did 130 years ago, Queen Street now is our best bet.
One of the things that happens in cities, though, in neighborhoods, is that they change. I mean, we know that. They change in terms of the people who live there. They change in terms of the structure. They change in terms of the buildings that are there. Can you preserve those buildings and that streetscape without it turning into kind of a museum piece and not accepting the reality of change?
Absolutely. Queen Street West has become one of the most vibrant commercial districts in the city. Yeah. People go there because they love the ambience of the street and they love the variety of businesses. They love the art galleries. The key for the city is actually to keep taxes low enough on those streets so that the people who own the buildings and to provide financial incentives so that people who own the buildings can keep them intact the way they are and still make a reasonable return from them. Queen Street West is already becoming too expensive for a lot of artists who are now moving up to Ossington and Dundas.
You have a personal stake in this as well, because if we lose these buildings, you'll lose something beautiful to take photos of.
I'll lose something beautiful to take photos. I drive up and down the streets in Toronto. When I moved here, we had the GE plant at Lansdowne. We had the Distillery District, which was a functioning distillery. We had the Don Valley Brickworks, which were functioning. We had a lot of buildings on DuPont, which were industrial sites, like the McMurtry Furniture Factory. A lot of those buildings are gone today. And the more and more I travel around Toronto with the condoization of the downtown, the less and less there is to photograph that's of an interesting heritage character.
I can't wait to see these photos in person. I've been looking at them online for the last couple of days, and I'm just transfixed. So thank you for coming in and telling us about them.
Thanks so much.